Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today I'm being joined by Sergeant with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office, Ray Dirksen. And Ray, thanks so much for taking the time to join me today.
Well, thank you for letting me be on the show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We appreciate you. I came out here to the sheriff's office, and so it's a nice office and everything. And so, yeah, we'll dive into some things. Of course, you participated in the torch run. So can you kind of share some background about what that's for and just hit some topics like that?
When I came to the Dallas County Sheriff's Office back in 2007, Sheriff Chad Leonard got me involved with the Special Olympics Iowa. I started doing the torch run in about 2008 for myself. Torch run is the biggest awareness program or opportunity that we have to bring awareness to the Special Olympic athletes and the program in itself. The torch run started in 1981 with the chief of police, Wichita, Kansas, one person. From there, it has grown. Iowa took it over and adopted it in 1987. From there, it has grown almost worldwide. I ran the torch in around Berlin, Germany last year for the World Games. Okay. So it has spread worldwide just from one location to bring awareness for the Special Olympic athletes.
That's pretty amazing. And so what all kind of entails the, like, is it one day? Is it multiple days? How does that work?
Across the nation, it's multiple days. We do have one here on May 16th. We did it. We started with an opening ceremony for the torch run in Des Moines, Iowa. Different law enforcement programs then took a leg running it up to Ames, Iowa. Dallas County Sheriff's Office had about a 3-mile leg to participate. From there, I went up to Ames, Iowa, to Hilton Coliseum for the opening ceremonies, which is pretty moving. We start off with going down below and giving the athletes high fives as they're getting announced and coming into the stadium. And to see the pure pleasure, the pure excitement, and the purity of the love that they give us when they're shaking our hands, giving us hugs, there's no other words that can explain that but pure happiness.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's really incredible to just be a part of something like that. And I know we talked before, you said you've been doing it since like 2008. So I'm sure you've seen it grown over the years.
Yes, it has grown pretty big over the years, especially with the participation that we get statewide.
That's amazing. So participated in the torch run. You got things coming up here with summer, specifically your annual car show. So talk about that. How many years has that been going on?
All right, on June 1st this year, we'll have our 15th annual car show. What it is the Dallas County All-Wheel Car Show. All proceeds from this car show do go to Special Olympics. We usually average about anywhere from 120 to 150 cars. The Adel Fire Department smokes some meat the night before, and they provide food in the area of our car show. The last few, probably last 10 years, it's been located right here in Adel. All, like I said, all proceeds go to Special Olympics. And within that proceeds that we are able to gather through torch runs and statewide, we have about Iowa Special Olympics, or Special Olympics Iowa has about 9,000 athletes. Wow. That we take care of. And people think about it just trying to raise money for the athletes. It's so much more. It's year-round sports. It's getting them to and from the destinations so it doesn't cost the families. Mm-hmm. But besides the sports, it also gives them health promotion, like classes. They get dental checkups. They get vision checkups. It's so much more than just sports. But to include these kids into aspects of sports so they can be included, so they can shine, they can have their day to shine, it's an awesome thing to be a part of.
And can you talk about, I guess you remember, how much money approximately was raised during last year's event?
I may be off just a little bit, but I want to say it approximately about $10,000 was raised at our car show last year for Special Olympics Iowa.
That is amazing. And just, you know, while we're on the topic and you doing the torch run and everything, I know you alluded to it a little bit, but just how special is it for you to be participating in something that raises money for such a worthy cause?
When you raise money is one thing, but when you get to know that you're participating in something that's so much bigger than yourself, so much bigger in the state, the country, and actually the world. You know, getting to go over to Berlin and seeing athletes from all over the world come through that tunnel, giving them high fives, and they just appreciate you being there. It lets you know that you're something bigger than just Dallas County, because mm-hmm. Dallas County affords us to do this stuff, and we get the support of the community. Being able to see the, and I think it's the purity of their love, their devotion towards everything, is what just drives you to keep being there for them, because we need them just as much as they need us, just for that purity of love.
Yeah, no, that is definitely just special, and especially in our world, you know, the more love, the better. Now let's talk about farm safety, since we're obviously In that season right now, can you kind of just give a reminder for drivers out there just about some of the bigger equipment that is roaming, like, near the roads and everything?
Yeah, being in Iowa, being a farming community, we do have a lot of farm equipment moving around. We're priming the season of planting. I know a lot of people are going to be getting done with planting here shortly, but then we're going to have a cultivating, hoeing, spraying, stuff like that. Basically, a reminder that this equipment that is moving down the road is quite large. It also moves quite slow, much, you know, slow compared to our normal vehicles. We need to be, you know, remember to give them rooms. If we're coming upon a bridge, if we're following or meeting them, maybe slow down because they're going to need the extra room to get across bridges or narrow roadways. Mm-hmm. The farmers are out there. They're doing their best for us and for their community. Let's give them a little bit of space.
Yeah, no, of course, really important to remember there. And then also, you know, bike safety, that's kind of picking up activity with warmer weather. You know, here in the state of Iowa, kids getting ready to get out of school. Obviously, you got the annual RAGBRAI coming up in about a couple months. So what can you provide reminders there?
First of all, just a reminder, when we're on the road, be in town or on the highway, let's keep our eyes on the road itself. It is easy to be distracted by phones, kids, people, and other people in our cars. We need to keep our eyes on the road. We're going to have a lot more riders on the streets, on the highways, some due to constructions on different parts of the bike paths anywhere through the state, and some are just out there training for RAGBRAI or trying to connect to a path. So we need to keep our eyes open for them and share the road with those guys to be safe. The other thing I really need to push on is it's the end of school year. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of kids. They're excited to be with their friends for the summer. They want to get out. They want to be there. We need to be extra vigilant to watch for our kids and to make sure they're safe, that they get to go home. Sometimes kids do forget about rules, mm-hmm. and we try to educate them as best as we can, but sometimes they do forget about it. So we need to be vigilant and watching on the road to make sure that the kids get to go home safe as well, because some bikes are hard to see. They don't move as fast. Sometimes bicyclists can make quick movements just like anybody driving a car. So we got to be ready for those situations.
And we're speaking here with Sergeant with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office, Ray Dirksen. And Ray, as we finish up here, is there, you know, I kind of asked, but is there any, like, time of year where you see maybe a little more crime than normal, or has things elevated lately, or where are we sitting kind of in that department?
Each part of the year brings its unique challenges, mm-hmm. you know, cold versus heat, but usually it goes all year round. Depending on what department and what location you are, it may pick up in the summer versus where the population shifts. Mm-hmm. You know, traffic accidents, you know, more people are out, so you're going to see a lot more accidents involving bicycles, mm-hmm. farm equipment, stuff like that, because it's spring or fall. In summertime, it does the same thing. You know, winter brings people sometimes sliding in a ditch, emergency situations with cold weather. Summer, you have emergencies with dealing with heat.
All right. Well, again, we've been speaking here with the sergeant with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office, Ray Dirksen. Ray, is there anything else that you would like to share today?
I'd like to just share and just thank for everybody that's been helping us out with the car show. We got a lot of sponsors that go over. We have Stivers Ford in Waukee. We have O'Reilly's. We have Arnold's Motor Supply in Adel. Alley Auto here in Adel. Big Deal here in Adel. I want to give a shout out to all those guys, and there's going to be more to come for the car show. But these people sponsor our car show every year, but it's greatly appreciated. Oh, and I can't forget Snap-on Tools.
Absolutely. Again, and the car show coming up Saturday, June 1st, correct?
Yes, our 15th annual car show will be June 1st this year.
Awesome. All right. Well, we can't wait for that. Sergeant Ray Dirksen with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office has joined us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Ray, thanks so much.
And thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. And our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.